The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Will Endley het die as veiligheidsraadgewer gewerk vir die oppositieleier daar.
En because of this, he ended up in prison. Recently released, he's back in South Africa. Hectic stuff. And hy's vanavond by ons. Will?
Ja, ek is hier, Rian.
Nou, ek moet dit nou net uitwys vir mense, en dis nou die ding. Jy was 'n soldaat gewees, en hierdie opleiding wat julle ouens ondergaan het, het dit jou daarom gehelp deur hierdie tyd daar in Juba, of kan mens nooit voorberei vir wat jy kan verwag in so 'n plek nie?
Rian, die opleiding wat 'n mens kry in die Weermag, daai tyd, het my baie gehelp. In die sin, leer jou heel eerstens selfdissipline. En ek het van die begin af, heel in die begin besluit, ek moet nou leer om alles dag vir dag te vat. En alhoewel ek maande geen skeergoed of enige goed gehad het, het ek seker gemaak, daai dissipline bly. So ver as moontlik het ek myself skoon gehou, en ek het ook probeer om tandepasta in die hande te kry, mense wat binnenin was het vir my gestuur en so aan. So, ja nee, verseker. Vir alles mense leie is en was, het ons lei die voorbeeld, ons lei van vooraf. En ek het altyd te deeltyd in my agterkop gehou, wat gaan die mense daar by die huis dink van my? Wat gaan my ou troepe dink? En die belangrikste, wat gaan ek van myself dink? En ek het seker gemaak, ek kan daar uitkom, myself in die oë kyk en sê, right, dis verby, kom ons gaan nou vorentoe.
And so we also need to just mention how tough it got in that prison. For instance, malaria. You had malaria a few times.
Yeah, it started off, they called it chronic malaria, but they never ever took any blood tests. At the same time, dysentery took over, and they called it gout, which is some form of disease that took place in that prison. Some people actually died from it. But I managed to pull through. And eventually, when the embassy got involved and they were allowed access to me, they were able to get some medicine to me. But the medical treatment is worse than disgusting.
So there was a point where you were on the floor, you were almost dead, and they phoned the head of the prison and he said, let him die. Is that true?
That's correct. Well, he was killed a few months later himself by the so-called unknown gunman in Juba. And he was phoned and said, you know, the white man in Arabic, they say, Kawaja, is busy dying. And he said, oh, let him die. Sure. At the same time, the so-called doctor working inside there, I call him Dr. Disgrace. He walked past one day when I couldn't move and I'd been lying for almost 2 weeks in my own mess. And he said to me, you know, white man, sometimes pain is good, and he carried on walking. So, yes, the medical treatment, a few people died inside there from basic minor things that became major things. But one of the things that I was never happy with, and I hope when the hybrid court comes out in South Sudan that these matters will come up. I'm actually sure they will.
So, you know what's something that's always concerning to me is if you end up in a country like that and you have to rely on the South African embassy to assist you, you know, what kind of service would you get, would you expect? How was your support from the embassy in South Sudan?
Well, Rion, at the outset, and I'm going to say this again now, you know, I went back there, my own decision, my own responsibility, and I've never asked for one. I don't expect any sympathy. But initially, there was nothing. You know, the lawyer I had, whose brother happened to be the then Minister of Foreign Affairs in South Sudan, told me that the embassy weren't prepared to engage them, and when I told that to the embassy, they said the lawyer was lying, and the surprise of their life was when I told them that the brother is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. So for a long time, nothing happened. And the major change came in November last year, when a new ambassador arrived and I asked to see him. He did come to see me, and I complained, you know, after nearly 18 months, I hadn't appeared before a judge, there was nothing happening. The Scenic Drive with Rian.